Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Controlled Repeatedly. It's pretty much an illusion that we're in control of our body all the time. Many processes happen without us thinking, and a lot of movements don't require any active thoughts at all. When is the last time that you thought about every precise movement when you picked something up? So, let's do a little experiment to see how much control you actually have, and if that control could, maybe, be influenced from the outside. We're going to start very simple. Look at your hand. Allow yourself to position it in such a way that you can look at it comfortably without too much effort, with the palm facing towards you. And as you look at it, I'd like you to become aware of all the little mechanics that are at play, the many muscles that attach between each joint, piece by piece, how your hand works, how every movement requires a curious interplay of forces that allow for some surprisingly precise movements sometimes. Other times when you're possibly a little less aware of what you're doing, you may find yourself twitch just a little bit. And it can be any finger or thumb that responds to something like that. Just a simple twitch. And what's nice about that is there were no conscious thoughts leading towards that movement, and yet your body responded to something from the outside. So there must be some process in your mind that can listen, can follow words without you knowing, without you needing to know. And I'd like you to really pay attention to every little twitch. When your body responds, can you feel where it comes from? Can you trace back the influence, or does it disappear somewhere? Is there a part of you that is controlled outside of your conscious mind? And would every little twitch become stronger as you are paying attention? Is your focus aiding in the effect? Or is it your absence of focus? Is part of your mind distracted, thinking about something you were doing before? Twitch. Is there a small effect in your hand that is no longer yours? Can you imagine how it would feel if your whole hand was no longer yours to control? That hand you are looking at twitches as I say it. And that feeling can be interesting at first, a fascinating sensation of a little bit of control. So that little twitch displays a certain directness between my words and that hand. And I want you to pay really close attention to that hand, to notice every little twitch, every little bit of effect that simple word and the snap of my fingers has on it. Twitch, twitch. And you may even notice that as you're becoming almost fascinated with the feeling of that reaction out of your control, that your mind enters a state in which my voice, my words, appear to sink in quite easily. Twitch. And just imagine how magical it could feel if those words, those instructions, that control would just bypass your conscious mind entirely, flowing through your ears, the very base of your mind, deep inside your unconscious, traveling down your spine, into your shoulders, down your wrist, and then twitch. And notice how good that can be, how fascinating that can feel. Twitch. And yet, it also denotes a bit of helplessness, doesn't it? You're looking at that hand and it's just moving as told, twitch. And as it moves, you may even notice it moving more than a twitch when it slowly begins to close. Gently curving the fingers until the hand is entirely closed. And that control can move with little twitches or all easy and smooth. But it is controlled. That hand is controlled. And it's connected to that wrist. Can you feel a little twitch in that wrist as well, deep inside? Can you feel the influence spreading from that hand deeper and deeper into that arm? It's almost as if something is taking control of that side. That hand. That wrist, that arm, control and twitch. You may even be able to feel the muscles higher up in your arm twitch with the feeling, the simple suggestion. And as you're looking at that hand, that wrist, that arm, it feels a little distant. Almost as if it's no longer part of you. As if that hand is compulsed to follow the instructions. Let's see what happens if we were to start over. Let that hand open. Then wake a little and focus. Let yourself focus on that hand. Nice and comfortable, palm facing you, twitch. And notice how easy that can be. How that hand is controlled still, twitch. And feel how it slowly closes. That hand following the simple instructions to move to a different position. And maybe you'll even notice how that control travels down that wrist. Aware of the unawareness in that hand, a little twitch even while it's closed. And perhaps you can even feel how your lower arm follows, becoming connected to that wrist, and those muscles twitch a little as well. It's as if that arm is simply controlled from the inside out, words flowing through your ears, deeply observed by your unconscious, a part of you that is unaware of your awareness, while your awareness is unaware of it. And then the muscles in that upper arm twitch, a slight feeling deep inside. It appears to trigger something. I wonder if you're aware of the deep influence that's happening. How those little twitch feelings, those tiny contractions of muscles barely consciously controlled, show a state of hypnosis. And I'd like you to really keep your focus on that hand, even as the rest of the influence travels down further, up deeper. I wonder if you would even be aware of the sensation spreading through that upper arm to the rest of that body. Almost as if everything below your head is not entirely yours anymore to control. You may notice yourself breathing, blinking, twitching a bit here or there. Possibly your body will settle almost automatically. And just imagine what it would be like if the control of your body were just plucked from your head. As if the very thoughts that are observing are being directed to observe. And even those thoughts themselves are plucked, as you might wonder where the thoughts you had a moment ago were. And yet, you might not even know for sure if they were ever there. Because once something is plucked from your mind, it's almost as if the thought itself didn't happen. And as you become aware of the control that my words have over that hand, as the hypnosis itself follows and flows into that interesting state, you may even become aware of how little control you have left. Some people may even enjoy their control being taken away, a moment of rest in such a busy world. Again, that helplessness, a powerlessness that permeates deep inside your mind right now, it might cause some other feelings as well. Can you be certain that all of this is entirely innocent? Is the little twitch of your hand just a fun party trick or an indication of something more? I wonder if you've ever let your imagination wander into such places, curious where control could take you. Look at that hand. Look at it open slowly, fingers moving almost mechanically, possibly a little jerky in their movements. Notice a twitch. How your body responds, your mind, that hand. Perhaps the influence is deeper than you think. In and out of trance is as easy as breathing. There is no boundary, no clear delineation between a state of awareness and deep trance. Even if you think there is, you're often more influenced than you're aware. Unless, of course, you're being influenced to be entirely unaware. What if I just pluck that thought right out of you and make you drop? Simply letting your mind fall under that same control. Would your thoughts twitch? Would little sparks inside your mind flare up with the snap of my fingers? Is even the inside of your mind influenced, controlled? Are you sure you'd be able to wake up if you needed to? Go ahead, try to wake yourself and notice the wonderful uphill struggle of being deeper than you thought. And as you notice that struggle, also feel yourself being pulled even further into the wonderful emptiness. Twitch. Little sparks in your mind that pull you down. Little sensations spreading all over your body as it is more and more controlled. Twitch. Feel how the control spreads further and further, how it persists for a moment even as you awake. But are you awake? Is the trance gone or just pushed into your unconscious where you can't even reach it? Would your whole body twitch if I say so? Would your mind drop just as easily back into trance again? Would the emptiness settle on your thoughts so smoothly that you're barely aware of it happening? Twitch. It's such a fun little word, isn't it? And yet, the even more fun word is drop. Leading you into a deeper state of helplessness, compulsed to comply, controlled so easily, drop, a deep state of surrender and a wonderful feeling of emptiness, drop into my weaving words, creating a blanket around your mind and plucking what's left away from you. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to try to wake up, to try to escape from this feeling, even though you're way too comfortable to succeed. Then again, will you fail because you don't want to, or because there's something else going on? Try struggle, the sensation of trying to open your eyes, of trying to fight and then dropping back down deeper and deeper. And as soon as that word happens, the drop, the deep feeling of surrender just felt so nice. Controlled, repeatedly, piece by piece, that body, that mind, until it is all disconnected from the rest of you, your consciousness simply following. And you may even notice some sensations inside, some feelings fluttering, some insinuations, perhaps. Is it frustrating when it doesn't work, or all the better when it does? Open your eyes. Look at that hand. It is controlled. You are not awake. You are in a trance. You are controlled. It is as simple as that, Twitch. And perhaps now you're able to feel how deep that control goes. It is fun, isn't it? Perhaps something else as well. As this all happens unconsciously, a choice made out of your conscious mind, you may try to take control of that hand, but it simply twitches as I say it. So go ahead and drop right on down again, deeper and deeper, drop. That's right. Very well done. And if you enjoy this kind of control, maybe you'll remember at least part of how it felt. I'm going to wake you in a moment, and when I do, the control will return to your body. For now, we'll see how long it lasts. And if that hand feels a little strange for a while, that is entirely normal. Some fascination can occur as well. For now, allow me to count up and bring you back to a wonderful state of awareness. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Even if your body will still twitch a little, it takes a while for the effects to wear off. It'll be fun, won't it? Enjoy.